Hi, I'm Willow Belden, the host of Out There. As you probably already know, this is a show that explores big questions through intimate stories in the great outdoors. And as you probably also know, this isn't a day we would normally release an episode. But we have some exciting news, and I wanted to let you in on it. Starting in January, we're going to be producing the show twice a month instead of just once a month. I'm super excited about that, and I'm also really excited about some of the stories we have coming up. For example, we have a piece about what happens when you realize that you don't actually want the thing you've always thought you wanted.
And I remember, like, actually wearing makeup to my voice lesson one time, and my professor making some comment about, like, that's how you need to look all the time, and like, just like that kind of shit. The idea that other people do care what you do and you're doing it wrong.
So what do you do when you come to that kind of realization? Our next episode takes a look at that. And then there's another piece which looks at whether it's actually a good idea to live in the place you love most.
As we watch the buildings and lights go by, the writer asks about my life these days. All of his questions boil down to, why are you still here? But to even have this conversation while in New York is nearly impossible. The city's all-consumingness seems to crush or negate whatever feelings I have when elsewhere. Do I really love the desert? Or was that just a cute phase I went through? I realize as we talk that I have tamped down my desires so effectively that I no longer fully believe they are legitimate.
So, some big questions there, which a lot of us can probably relate to. And finally, for something completely different, we have a story about a trip up Mount Everest, and about the moral dilemma you're faced with when you stumble across someone who's been left for dead.
As you get closer, you realize it's a guy who's actively in the process of removing his clothes as quickly as he can, and then you're sure that something funky is going on, because A, there can't be a person here, and B, if there was a person here, why would they be removing their clothes at 8,700 meters on Everest? And he says, you know, we approach this guy and he goes, I bet you're surprised to see me here.
So, yeah, how do you decide when to try to help someone who might die anyway, when you and your team are already in the death zone of the world's highest peak? And what does a decision like that teach us about our own lives and choices? That's just a taste of some of our upcoming stories. I hope you'll tune in for all of them. And in the meantime, I wanted to remind you that it's Giving Tuesday, which is a day we make gifts to organizations we believe in. If the stories you hear on Out There are making a difference in your life, I hope you'll consider a donation to the show. Producing this podcast takes an enormous amount of time and energy. Literally, we work on many of these stories for months. And most of the producers who contribute stories are being paid way less than they're worth, or in some cases, nothing at all. We're a young show, and we're doing the best we can with a shoestring budget, but if you're like me, and you believe that the work journalists and artists do is important, I hope you'll consider supporting that work. We welcome donations in any amount, whether it's $5 or $500, and to sweeten the deal a bit, for a donation of $10 or more, we'd be happy to thank you by sending you an Out There t-shirt. You can take a look at the design on our website, outthereshow.com. And I should say, this is the last day that t-shirt offer is in effect, so if you want to get in on it, now is the time. I hope you had a lovely Thanksgiving, and I look forward to bringing you more stories in the coming year. Our theme music was written by Jared Arnold, and again, our website is outthereshow.com. Have a beautiful day, be bold, go outside, and find your dreams.